1 Samuel chapter 12. Moreover, as for me, far it be from me that I should sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you. But I will instruct you in the good way and the right way. Passing the baton requires at least two realities. That the person handing over the baton be emotionally prepared to step aside after having devoted his whole life to a mission, just as Samuel did. The other condition is that the recipient is not only willing to do so, but is also able to lead. Realizing his advanced age and with an air of nostalgia, Samuel requests a vote of confidence from his people and passes the post to the king, whom most of the people loved. Although he experiences the frustration of rejection of divine leadership, Samuel gives the words of hope and encouragement, inviting them to trust in God. He confronts them, but also encourages them in the perfect blend of truth and love. "Do not be afraid," Samuel replied. "You have done all this evil, yet do not turn away from the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. For the sake of his great name, the Lord will not reject his people, because the Lord was pleased to make you his own." As he passed the post, he marked the path with his example and with his advice. He will stop leading, but will not stop praying. When you run a part of the relay and pass the baton, there is no sense of unfinished business in your mind. There is just the sense of having done your part to the best of your ability. That is it. The hope is to pass on the baton to somebody who will run faster and run a better marathon.